you know, whether it's a Frankfurter in Germany or a schnitzel or a goulash in Hungary, that, you know, these particular food products, the names on them are understood to be a certain thing. So if you have a sausage in Ireland, you understand that to be pork meat, ground up, mixed with herbs and spices and formed into a sausage. And if you eat a sausage, that's what you expect to eat. And it's the same with all European countries. So individually, they can't do it country by country. Court cases have been lost last year on this. But European-wide, you can put a protection on this. So that's what's happened. There's a French MEP by the name of Céline Imart. She's a member of the EPP, and she's bringing this with the support of a huge range of European countries to the Common Market Organisation for change in regulations, and that should hopefully happen in mid-July. So that would give protection to the names of all these different products in all the different European countries. I suppose the obvious ones to us are the likes of burgers and sausages, and that at least if somebody is trying out a burger or sausage for the first time, they're actually trying a burger or sausage that people understand that involves meat products.
So although some people may think that it's rather an innocent issue in the sense of them just using the name of a burger or whatever it may be, that it is something that actually does impact, whether that's Northwest farmers or Northwest consumers, it does actually impact people on the ground here as well, doesn't it?
Well, you don't want a situation like, I mean, if these products are so good, and for, I suppose to say, if we have no issue with anybody eating vegan products, vegetarian products, whatever people want to eat, that's absolutely fine with us. Everybody's free to make their choices in whichever way they want, for taste reasons or experience reasons or environmental reasons or whatever they believe. We're okay with that. There's no problem there. But I think if somebody eats sausage for the first time, whether it's a child at an impressionable age or somebody eats a burger or sausage, well, at least they should be eating what they deem to be a burger or a sausage or a snitch in Germany or goulash in Hungary, that they should be getting the proper experience and not having people saying, well, I tried sausages but I didn't like them, and even though they weren't trying a sausage. So it just, I mean, if these companies are so sure, and these are multi-billion dollar companies, if they're so sure that their product is of exceptional quality and taste and experience, and it's going to change, it's going to influence people to eat more of them, we feel they should invent their own name for these products and market those products instead of, you know, hijacking our names and piggybacking on, you know, names that have been understood for centuries to be what they are.